Hi, and welcome back everybody to Tech Exceptions. And today we have a very exceptional conversation with Adita Sharma. Adita Sharma works for Microsoft as a program manager in the Autonomous Driving Program. And we're going to talk about autonomous driving, the community, and what is Microsoft doing to enable more people to be successful in the autonomous driving ecosystem. Hi, Aditya.
Hey, Adi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
So what exactly do you do in Microsoft?
It's a good question. So I'm a program manager in the Azure core team, basically responsible for working with our startup community in the autonomous driving ecosystem. And so I started the autonomous driving startups program about a year ago. And so we've been working with just our overall strategy for the autonomous driving space, as well as our partnerships with startups in the space.
Cool. But how did you get into, you know, how did you decide, hey, I want to be in the autonomous driving area and do things with autonomous driving ecosystem and community?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So I, when I joined Microsoft, it was back in 2016, out of grad school, CMU, I came here and I was like, I will have to, because I did a graduate degree in robotics, and I came here and I was like, that's something I need to continue working on. So I started, we have this thing called the Microsoft Garage. People may be familiar with it, but it's basically a place where employees can go and work on, you know, projects after hours and over weekends. So started there I started the deep learning and robotics chapter there. And you know, that kind of one thing kind of led to another, and we ended up starting this project that we called Project Rotor, which was basically a group of employees getting together and doing just autonomous driving, learning about autonomous driving, doing autonomous driving research in some specific areas like reinforcement learning, as well as working with simulation for autonomous. And so things kind of progressed from there, and that kind of turned into a full-time job. And now we kind of realize that there's a huge potential here in the space for Azure to play a major role, specific to autonomous driving startups, because and I think we'll talk about later how they're so important. But that was an area where we saw Microsoft playing a potentially pretty significant role in advancing the whole space of autonomous driving further.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so many tools, so many services, so many amazing things happening on the Microsoft Cloud, and we definitely, you know, we can support a lot of different industry. I know you also work very closely with the startup ecosystem around autonomous driving. What is exactly that you do there?
Yeah, so if you think about everything that has happened in this industry over the last 5 to 6 years, startups have pretty much been the core innovation centers for, you know, all the autonomous driving stuff that's happening. There's your big players like the big automotive OEMs and the tier ones. But then the real innovation is happening with startups. So what we've done is, I mean, being a startup is hard enough. And then when you talk about being an autonomous driving startup, the challenge is just at a different scale, because you have to build this technology that doesn't exist really. It's going to be out there in the future. But at the same time, you have to face all the challenges that a startup faces. But then on top of that, from an infrastructure standpoint, we're looking at things and workloads that were not possible before. And so as a startup, you also have to figure out those. So we at Microsoft figured that was a great place for us to position ourselves in, where we could help these awesome startups do what they do best and help them scale. And that was really the genesis of me getting involved in this the community and the program and all of what we do, but then also enable startups go to market and make sure that that's happening at a very fast rate, right? So because of the vast customer and partner ecosystem that we have in the automotive industry in general, startups are able to leverage that as well. And so it's a combination of all of that that has basically, led to the conception of this program and what we're doing here.
Yeah, wow, that's exciting. There, When thinking about it, there are so many challenges when we talk about, autonomous driving ecosystem and the technology and also the business and what is available. And it's really pushing, pushing the industry, the car industry to a new level. So I know you work closely with very, targeted startups. Do you want to share a little bit about what you're doing with them?
Yeah, so if you think about, you rightly pointed it out, right? So the automotive industry has mostly been a mechanical engineering and an embedded system engineering warehouse. And autonomous driving signifies a complete shift to software engineering, which is something that the big giants weren't doing, right? So this is, and we being a software company have a huge role to play there. And startups natively in this industry again are coming from a very different background. They're not really coming from, most of them are at least not coming from an automotive background. They're coming from more of a robotics background, an AI background, machine learning, right? So the idea again is we help we start a scale conversations with those startups. Where we are, where we're talking about petabyte and even exabyte level scale, and then we basically use leverage everything that Microsoft has to offer in terms of our cloud platform on Azure, and help one startups gain access to the basically the technology itself, but also have them gain access to the people working on that technology so that our future roadmap is directly influenced by what these startups need. Because again, like I said, these startups are really pushing the boundaries of just compute and storage and networking and everything else that goes with it, just the requirements there and what cloud can do. And so with this program, our hope is to basically help them kind of get there faster.
Yeah, that's impressive. I know, like you mentioned, there's compute challenges, there are storage challenges. Of course, there's a lot of machine learning done in this area between different, depends on the different functionality that we want to solve. We have the connected cars and we have the different technology for the autonomous driving itself. And there's a lot of component. There's robotics, autonomous systems, storage, IoT. I mean, there's a lot of challenges that exist in that space. Which one do you think is the most prominent that the community is now facing? What do you think?
So from a technology perspective, I think it's all of that, but the key overlying thing is one, scaling all of that. So as I talked about before, we're talking about ingesting multiple petabytes of data every single day in some cases, right? And bringing that to the cloud, then running large scale AI jobs, right? So we're talking about large scale simulation, large scale training and validation. On that data. Again, this is petabytes of data coming in every day. And then basically using that, running those processes to then continually update your models and then deploying them back onto your cars. And not just doing that at a very large scale, but also doing this in a very small amount of time, right? So we're talking code to road to code in a few hours, maybe a day and a half. And so that is I think, the biggest technological challenge. Apart from obviously the obvious, will AI ever happen? Do we need artificial general intelligence to solve the problem of autonomous? I think aside from that, the infrastructure scale is really the biggest challenge, especially because it comes with a huge a financial investment if you speak on the startup's part, and they have to be kind of ahead of the curve when they're thinking about, they have to be thinking, let's say, 3 years down the line, when they're thinking about how they plan on scaling. So I would say that is the biggest challenge I see outside of solving the problem itself.
I remember around 8 years ago when I read about autonomous cars, one of the biggest questions that w existed there was the ethics. I mean, if now the car is going to accidentally, hit someone, who is to blame? Is that the AI? Is that the person that, was sitting in the car, but they weren't driving, they were just sitting? Or, should we even give AI this responsibility? to say, but again, that was 8 years ago. Where are we standing now with AI when we talk about the autonomous driving?
I think we're asking this. We're still asking the same questions, to be honest. It's always a debate that comes up. I mean, I can give the standard answers. Look, statistically speaking, autonomous vehicles have proven to be more safe than. But again, any life lost is, it's bad. So I'm not sure I have an answer to that. We're making progress as an industry. And hopefully, we'll reach a place where we don't have to ask that question anymore. But I think we're basically still in the same place. I will say, though, there is, as we talk to these companies, and not just startups, but also the bigger companies working in the space, there is a heavy, heavy focus put on safety certification and making sure that the autonomous vehicles that are on road, even the test vehicles, everything is as safe as possible. There has been a lot of work recently over the last couple of years done in terms of building standards for safety. So if you look at, we have standards like SOTIF, safety of the internet functionality, that basically talk about this, right? But again, not sure there is an answer yet, but it is very much front and center and the focus of what this industry is working on currently.
So it's safe to say that security first and safety first for everyone.
Absolutely.
Interesting. I'm happy to hear that. I remember, articles I read many, many years ago, and this was like the main focus. So let's keep the past in the past and focus on the future. What do you think the next exciting challenges to solve in the industry?
Okay, so this one is interesting. So I personally feel there's going to be a shift in how we. So if you look at autonomous driving that's been happening over the last 4 to 5 to 6 years, everything has been very supervised learning based, especially when you look at how our perception systems are built. It's all pattern recognition with a huge amount of data. I think in order, and again, this is just my opinion, I think in order to make autonomous driving happen, we will need to start looking into unique approaches like unsupervised learning and reinforcement learning, especially, where basically the idea is to start thinking like how humans think and start learning to drive like humans do. And I think that is the thing that gets me most excited. And I think that is our biggest, like, our best shot at making this thing a reality. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy to solve that problem, but that at least sitting here today in 2020, when I think about this, is probably the biggest, is the closest we're going to get to having a solution to that 1% long tail AI problem that's, famously we all struggle with in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely, following closely and looking forward to see what's come up. Last question. What tips do you have for people who want to get into the autonomous driving industry?
So, I always say autonomous driving is more complicated than rocket science, because we have rockets, we don't have autonomous cars. But getting into the autonomous driving space is actually much more easier. There's a variety of skills that you can have that are needed in this industry. And right now, there are definitely more jobs than there are people, or at least there's a high demand for really smart people in this industry. So I would say any background from mechanical engineering to embedded systems, you have a place. Even like business backgrounds, like finance, and talked about safety certification, that has a place. But then obviously in the core then sits your traditional software engineering roles. I would say the easiest path to a job in the industry would really be through machine learning and robotics, because autonomous driving is essentially a robotics and AI problem. And so if you have those skills, you're setting yourselves up for success in the space.
Yes, absolutely. So many opportunities, so many ways to skill up and get into the industry. Aditya, thank you so much for joining our meeting today. It was lovely to have you and looking forward to hearing more about the programs, the different things you're doing at Microsoft.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.